You know, I learned about Ruston and Louisiana Tech about 4.5 years ago when I evacuated up here. I was at the Tulane football team. And I saw where the program was at that time. And it was a little disheartening to see a university with such a great history to be where it was. But now, I've been part of this rebuilding process the last 3 years. And when Derek came in and I was fortunate enough to come with him and the opportunity to come back with my family, really made an impact on me from the standpoint of the belief that Dr. Renaud, the administration, has in what we're trying to do here and where they want to go in their vision. And I think Bruce is going to allude to some of this in the coming months as to what this process entails and where we're going to go with it and where he's going to take this program, and Dr. Renaud is going to help fund it and take it to another level. What we feel like the momentum that we have going right now with our kids, and that's the most important thing that we have. We just spoke to the recruits. And we told them, whatever you do, everybody's going to have a nice building. Everybody's going to have a nice stadium. Everybody's going to have nice dormitories. But when you get to know who our kids are and who our players are, you're going to find out how special they are. And that's going to put you over the edge. Recruiting and our players are the most important part of this program. It's not the coaching staff. It's not the support staff. It's the players. And I think what you're going to see in the coming months, you're going to see a dedication by our football team. You're going to see a great recruiting class get turned over and signed here at Louisiana Tech, and you're going to see continued growth. Not only, look, you saw us play on the field this year, but what you will see is that it'll start turning in more W's, and that's what everybody uses as a bottom line. So with that, I'll take some questions and do the best I can and answer them for you.
Frank, are you a candidate for the permanent position of head coach?
Yes.
What was your reaction to hearing the news about his departure this afternoon?
I think like everybody else's in this business, these things happen, and you have to adjust. It's a sudden change, what we call it in football. We fumbled, and now we got to take over, and we got to take it down the field and score. So we got to figure out a way to move forward. Bruce has a good plan in place. Our staff has a good plan in place. Our players have a good plan in place. They're going to continue to work out towards 2010.
Had you talked to Derek Dooley at all this week?
Yeah, oh yeah. We've had great conversations, and he's talked to the entire staff.
Did you know at any point earlier in the week that this was a possibility?
We're kind of like everybody else. We read the ticker, and the ticker kind of lets us in on some stuff. But we know that what Derek did here is a springboard to where he's at, and that's a tribute to the kids that we have here and what he's done here for them to look at what he's done in the last 3 years and give him an opportunity there to take a look at their program and say, if he did that there, what can he do here with the resources that we have? So you're always prepared for those things. So during the course of conversations, you could see that his eyes glistened a little bit when he had an opportunity to do this.
Do you expect Derek to recommend anybody on the staff of the head coach?
That's going to be up to Bruce and Derek. I really don't know. You know, I think we got a really good staff. I think he put together a good group of guys, a core group that he came in with 3 years ago. I think our team is very comfortable with our staff here. But at the same time, I think Bruce is on the outside going after and making the best choice for a possible candidate to come in here and lead this program to the next level.
We haven't been in this kind of situation, none of us have, right? I mean, to be in a spot where you're now kind of like spokesman for the team, you want the job, you may get the job, you may not get the job, the guy that comes in may keep you, may not keep you. How difficult is this on the coaching staff in this kind of transition?
I think it's always difficult, but you know, this whole thing's centered around our players. Our players need some guidance and leadership right now. It's not about us. We chose the profession. The profession didn't choose us. So our players are the ones that need the guidance and need the help, and that's what we're here for. We have to provide that opportunity for them to move forward and to stay focused, get all the clutter out of their mind, because they're going to have a new coach. He's going to be a good guy. He's going to give them a positive. He's going to be able to provide for them and do the things we need to do for them to be successful, and that's what they want as a player. You want a guy that's going to give you an opportunity to do well, for you to be successful as a team and for you to do well individually.
How do you not lose recruits right now?
You know, like I told you, we tell them during recruiting, what we do, it's not necessarily everybody. The transition, as many coaches change jobs, don't pick the school for the coach. Pick it for the guys that you're with. When they leave home in high school, when they leave school and they go home, they go back to their mom and dad. When they leave here at practice and they walk out of the locker room, their family is now the other players on the team. So that's the time they're going to spend. The time they spend now is going to be with their family when they get here. So get to know our players. get to know who they are, get to know everything about them, and if you don't like them, don't come here, because that's our best selling point of our players. So when we talked to all the commitments today, and we talked to some other ones, but we talked to all the commits today, they were positive. We didn't get any negative feedback from them. We gave them as much information as we possibly could so that they could make, we want them to make the right choice. We feel like the right choice is Louisiana Tech, and we don't think just because Coach Dooley left that, their mind should change from that standpoint.
So there's been no decommits today?
No, none.
Your gut feeling, Frank, you don't think it'll be that many, if any at all?
I have no idea. We'll see them next week, and then we'll see them the week after, and it's a, look, we've lost recruits every year, sure. Right there on the nth hour. Is there a possibility that could happen? Sure. It happens every year, and it happens across the country. But what we're going to do is we're going to ensure that we get the right guys in here that want to be here at Louisiana Tech, not just to play for Coach Dooley or Frank Selfo or you. We want them at Louisiana Tech and be a part of the Tech family.
What was the feeling in the team meeting today?
Ross would be better to ask that. He's one of the team members. But, you know, it was, I think Coach Dooley was quick. He was brief. He was to the point. He was in a difficult position today because we feel like he poured his heart and soul into this program.
Was that mid-afternoon, Frank, or what? When did?
3:30. What time, Ross? 4? 3:30?
About 3:30.
Right around in there, 4 o'clock.
How long was the meeting?
A minute, 2 minutes. Well, Bruce spoke, I spoke, Coach Dooley spoke.
Was he emotional about it, or how did it?
You could tell he's leaving here without accomplishing what he set out to do. And I think that was the part that tore him up more than anything else, because he saw progress being made. He sees a great deal of momentum in the Tech family taking place right now within the players, the fan base, the administration, everything. So, yeah, it was emotional from that standpoint. Sure.
Do you feel like that momentum is kind of halted with him leaving?
I don't think so. You know, it's not his momentum. It's the players. It's the fans. It's the supporters. It's the administration. And until those guys stop, this thing should keep on rolling. And that's where we're planning on going.
Any more questions for Frank? All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you all very much.